and your DNR license, Bader's has what you need. Even things you didn't know you needed, like snack sticks, jerky, or homemade candy, all produced locally in the Phillips area. From the whole team at Bader's Sports Center to all hunters, a safe, enjoyable, and successful season. Go see them at 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, next to Pick and Save.
Join me, Big G, from 9AQ Country, the St. Clair Rod Holiday Showcase next Saturday, December 7th. I'll be broadcasting live from 9:30 to 12:30 at the St. Clair Rod Factory Store on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Spin the 9AQ Country prize wheel for great prizes, enjoy free fishing seminars, and grab complimentary cider and snacks. Santa arrives at noon, plus kids can enjoy complimentary lure painting and get festive stocking grab bags. Don't miss one-day deals during the 7 days of Christmas sale. Details at stclairrodfactorystore.com. Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines Resort in Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is the perfect spot after a day in the woods. Starting Tuesday, enjoy chicken and pork dumplings. Wednesday, pasta night. And Thursday brings German fare. Don't miss Friday's seafood buffet. Weekends feature all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet at 7 a.m. Prime ribs Saturday and smoked ribs and pork bellies on Sunday. Book your winter cabin getaways at lenasnorthernpines.net and visit them in Butternut or at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Good luck this season while you're after the 30-pointer. If you find yourself in pursuit of your own piece of land, or you're looking for a home in the area, or maybe you're ready to sell, reach to Northwoods Realty. We are the area's largest all-encompassing brokerage. Top-notch communication all the way while hunting for the perfect property, sealing the deal, then providing management services should you turn your purchase into a rental investment. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Welcome back. Deer Hunters Roundup on WIRI Nakusa, Muskie 101.1 WHSM Hayward, 98Q WCQM Park Falls, and a lot of people watching on our YouTube channel. You can listen back to the show. You can watch the show back at 98QCountry.com on the YouTube channel, wherever you want to do it. It's prize time. It's prize time. This is where we give away everything here. So the rule is you can only win once, all right? So once you have won something. Now, if you won in the text to win contest, that doesn't count. That's out the door, so you guys are still eligible, our text to win winners. But the youth one, we have a gun donated by Nemeth Implement. You got the details on that? That, for some reason, that info sheet has been the most elusive thing other than that 30-pointer.
I've got it here.
There we go. Tell us the description of the youth gun.
The youth rifle purchased by Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville from Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is a Ruger American Compact 7mm08 that all school-age kids were entered to win if they called into the DHRU program. So just that, Ruger American Compact 7mm08.
All right. All the names, anybody who called in as a youth, and if you called in more than once, your name's in there more than once. I'm mixing up all the names as we speak right here. I am going to, after I mix, I'm going to hand the box over to young Austin, and he's going to pick out a winner here of the youth gun. You just reach right in there. He cannot see. He is blinded by
his hat.
His hat. Blinded by the hat.
Blinded by the fur.
This is Sleepy at Camp Menopause.
Sleepy at Camp Menopause is the winner of the youth gun. Can we get a little love here? All right. Oh, I got the music playing through the sound effects. I guess we'll just have a little music in the background. All right. So Sleepy at Camp Menopause, you've got the gun. Any prizes that we announce, you can call us Monday if you have any questions on how to get them and how to... Everything that we have except for the guns, I believe, is here at the station. The $1,000 grand prize, which is what we're going to draw for now. That means everybody has a chance at this. What do you got, Gray? What's in this $1,000 prize package?
From Schwamigan Home Furnishings, an Ashley Rocker recliner in nutmeg valued at $600, but also, and brace yourself for this, I'm not going to go slow, Miller Electric, $25 gift certificate donated by St. Croix Rods, one jar of Bigfoot barbecue sauce, $25 in chamber bucks, and a coupon filled with local business coupons, $50 gift card for Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Village's Bar and Grill, $25 to the Village Pit Stop, $50 to Freeze Firewood, $25 to Main Street Guns and Knives, $25 to Ron Ernst Lumber, $50 to Roblox from Northwoods Realty, $25 to Warga Auto and Truck Center, and $25 to Oxbow Resort.
Goodness gracious.
That'd for keep, a total value.
That'll keep you busy all year long.
$1,000.
So everything but the recliner is here. I tried to get Darla to bring it in, but apparently it's logistics with the door or something.
Take the door off.
I have achieved the winner of the grand prize, $1,000 in value, and it's going to go to Lazy Man Drew,
I think,
at the Buck Hunter Bob's north of Ingram. All right, you got all that?
Yes, I did.
I'll give Gray just a second to jot all that down. So if you win a prize, Monday's a good time to call us at 715. Our main line, which is 762-3221, the number you've been calling in on, is just our studio line, and no one will probably answer that. 715-762-3221. Call us next week if you want a prize, and you like, you know, maybe you're from outside the area and want somebody else to pick it up, or that's fine. We'll make it work. Typically, we don't like to mail stuff out, so if you got somebody in the area that can pick it up.
There are some logistics issues with mailing, like a recliner, for example.
The recliner is going to have to be picked up. Yeah, we're not gonna do that.
The shipping cost alone would be astronomical.
Second prize is the big buck?
The big buck. Prize pack. Package valued over $800.
Whoa, yes siree.
From Heritage Meats, a meat bundle valued at $375. Okay, that's an incredible inclusion, but I've just got to say, I've been hearing this all season. I've got a moral issue with the phrase meat bundle. I don't like it. Okay, anyway. From Seed and Feed, a Cellular Tacticam Pro 3.0 valued at $125. Another jar of Bigfoot barbecue sauce. $100 certificate from Wildwoods Taxidermy in Fifield. A one holiday wreath from Barocca's Wreaths. $25 from St. Croix Rods. Another $25 from the Big Dipper. And $25 more from Bader Sports Center in Phillips.
That's all going to go to one person. So my eyes are closed. See, my glasses are on. But I'm looking away. And I'm spinning. And I'm twisting. And I'm... All right. Looks like this is somebody that may have texted or emailed us. All right. That's it. We didn't get it. That's a wrong entry that got in there. That's
probably my fault.
It's not an entry. It's like
it's always your fault, Gray.
Like the back of a
cereal
the back
box
or something here. Yeah. Well, let's see here. No near Campbell.
I'm sensing some more my fault here.
Camp Crazy as a Loon. Camp Crazy as a Loon. They texted us at some point out on, they must be down in Phillips. Sober Lake, they said, was frozen over last night. So Camp Crazy as a Loon.
All right.
And why don't you, can you stack these like in reverse upside? Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I've got
that
it.
That way if we have any...
I'm writing down what prize they won, actually.
Yep. Okay, all right. So our next prize is the third of our four grand prizes, and this one is...
We're calling this one the Buckaroo,
The Buckaroo.
Joel.
Oh, Buckaroo.
Valued at over $500. We've got a $100 certificate from Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. J&A Services donated one adult G-Max brand helmet in black and red with a value of $125. $50 Roblox card from Northwoods Realty. $50 gift card from C&R Power Sports and Small Engine Repair in Park Falls. $25 gift card from Seed and Feed in Fifield. $25 from St. Croix Rons. $25 from Main Street Guns and Knives. $45 worth, aka 6 quarts. Worth of oil change services from Kozak Enterprise, one holiday wreath from Barocca's, $25 from Winter Co-op, $25 from Forward Bank, $25 more from Sherry's Pub and Grub in Minocqua.
All right. It looks like this is Mitchell Koenig from down in the Cornell area. So Mitchell Koenig, K-O-E-N-I-G. You are going to take home that prize package.
Excellent. I recognize that name as an email from earlier today, so we should be able to get in contact with Mitchell pretty easy.
All right. Very good. And our fourth of the Grand Poobah Grand Prize, I believe, is the Nubbin Buck, I believe it is.
The Nub Buck, valued over $200 from Seed and Feed in Fifield. Another Cellular Tacticam Pro 3.0 worth $125. $25 gift card from Bader Sports Center in Phillips. $25 Visa gift card from Forward Bank in Park Falls. $25 from Jen's Butternut Cafe in Butternut. And one more jar of Bigfoot barbecue sauce.
All right. And I have drawn the winning name of that. It's someone who called in fact, tonight.
Ooh.
And called in a few other times. And maybe this will finally get him off my back. Camp Longshot. Mr. Janicek and the crew at Camp Longshot, congratulations.
I didn't want to guess in case I was wrong.
My mind immediately went to one man.
Oh, appreciate you there, Jerome and Tom. All right, so you got that prize package. We also, let's see, I'm going to announce the winner of the photo contest. That has already been judged and determined. Now we're going to work our way through a few of the...
these are the text to winners.
Yep, a few of the general certificates. And we're going to bundle these up. We're going to put two or three in a bundle, depending on what Gray wants to do here.
This is the photo contest here. Okay, and yeah, we've got pages and pages and lines and lines and lines of gift certificates. So in the interest, we're going to start with three and see how fast this first page goes.
You tell us what we're drawing for here.
We're going to be drawing... we're going to go for... Well, I suppose we don't want to go all to the same business. We want to mix it up a little bit.
Yep, mix it up.
So we're going to go 25 to Oxbow Resort, 25 to Flamble Forest Inn, and 25 to the Big Dipper, $75 restaurant resort package.
And that's going to go to No Nuts at Camp Send It. No Nuts at Camp Send It. That's nuts with a Z, by the way.
That helps.
Don't want to offend. No... No Nuts at Camp Send It. This is the prize night of the Deer Hunters Roundup. For those of you tuning in for the first time, anybody who emailed or texted or called, you are in the box full of names. And you can win once. So if you've already won and we draw your name, we are going to redraw again. All right. Our next prize package. Gray, who are we going to...
Let's go for 25 to Warga Auto and Truck Center, 25 to Sherry's Pub and Grub, and 25 to Ross's Sport Shop and Fish and Guide Service.
All right. And Austin's going to announce the winner of this prize package. It goes to...
Bailey at Camp Beaver Lake.
Just heard from him tonight, too. He called
heard
in.
Heard from her. I used to go to school with her.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
We've got a couple Baileys, I do believe.
Yeah,
this one, the Hardcore Hunter Bailey.
All right. That sounds like her.
All right, so Bailey, you got it. Congratulations to you on that prize package. Gray's doing all the writing here, so we'll let him catch up and announce our next prize pack. The winner of the photo contest has already been selected.
Come on, Gray, go faster. Come on, Gray.
And we will announce that here tonight also. Right. Everything we do, all the names will be on our website. Eventually, it may take us until tomorrow morning to do that. All right, our next prize package, who we got there?
We're going to do another Demir the First, 25 to Oxbow, 25 to Flambeau Forest, and 25 to Big Dipper Bar.
All right, that's going to go to Sean, who checked in from the Kickapoo Teepee in Clam Lake area.
Hmm.
Sean, that
was... Seen the name come through quite a bit.
Yeah, that was from, I think, earlier in the week. So, Sean, congratulations to you.
I think they've been doing about a daily update.
Yeah, that's fine. We allow one entry per day, and that is perfectly legal.
That's a model participant, if you ask me.
Exactly.
All right. Next one is going to be, let's go $25 to Ridge Runners and another $25 for Ross's Sport Shop and Guide Service.
All right. This might be Big G's handwriting. Is that you or Big
G? That is most certainly Big G's handwriting.
All right. See if anyone can translate it.
All right.
And you will win a prize just for doing that, Austin.
I see Merlin Nut Hut.
Merlin at the Nut Hut. All right.
Nice. There we go. Well done, Austin, too.
All right. Well
done. You gotta squint a little bit, but yeah.
All right. Very good.
Write two certs on that, please.
Good job, Austin. All right. Tons more prizes here. We're going to double and triple up our certificates here. So give everybody a good chunk of good stuff here.
All right, we're going to mix it up a little bit. One to Oxbow Resort, one to Sherry's Pub and Grub, and one to the Winter Co-op.
All right. And we're going to give that to Cowboy at Camp Stands Alone. Cowboy, Camp Stands Alone. Congratulations to you, Cowboy. We really want to take a moment and thank all of our listeners in WIRI Nakusa, WHSM Hayward. Look for fun stuff next year when that first day of the gun deer season rolls around. We'll be on again somewhere. I'm not sure. A lot of things happen in a year, but we definitely will be on 98Q Country and maybe on even more places and the 98Q YouTube channel also.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
25 more to Flambeau Forest Inn, one more 25 to the Big Dipper, and one for Warga Auto Truck Center again.
All right. That's kind of small writing, so I'll let Austin see if he can figure that one out.
I'm seeing hello from Camp Summer Deer in Winter.
Camp Summer Deer
Looks
in
like
Winter.
David.
All right, David sent us an email, I believe, earlier in the week. All right, congratulations. All right. Might need to put a little icy hot on my shoulder after all this digging in here tonight. In the prize
Is that
box.
Complaining I hear, Mr. Karnick?
Oh, yeah. I'm old enough to do it. Old enough to do it.
All right. Next one up is going to be 25 to Warga Auto and Truck Center, 25 to Sherry's Pub and Grub. And let's throw a curveball in. Let's see. Oh, these get bigger. Hold on. Sorry. I'm panicking. What did I say? We've got one for Warga Auto and Truck Center. We've got one for Sherry's Pub and Grub. And one more for Ross's Sport Shop and Guide Service.
Okay.
Good job, Greg.
Now, this is... I'm just going to go with Paul and Nicole, and hopefully we can find who they are. They've been listening for a long, long time. So, Paul and Nicole, you sent a message to us earlier in the week. And 44 years... that they have been up here in the north and listening to the roundup at their camp. So Paul and Nicole, you are the winner of that prize. Hopefully we can track them down.
May have to announce their name a couple times over your morning show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll see. We'll get the word out.
18 people right now whose names are Paul and Nicole. Like, I want.
All right, I'm going to do $25 to Main Street Guns and Knives and $25 to St. Croix Rods donated by Miller Electric.
All right. Let's see here. I saw something got cut off at the end here. We're going to the Duck Hunter. Duck Hunter. I'm not sure what crew they are with, but we're going to give that crew that certificate. So Duck Hunter, the moniker Duck Hunter. All right. Put that over where it needs to be. All right.
And next one, we're going to do a $50 Roblox card. And let's see here. Let's go big out of nowhere. We're going to do $50 Roblox card and a $50 certificate to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill.
All right. It looks like... is that Schmitzy at Camp Beaver Lake?
I think that's Schmitzy.
Schmitzy at Camp. It's my own writing, too. Schmitzy at Camp. I like Schmitzy better.
Your handwriting is better than your hand reading, I guess.
Neither one of them very good. Schmitzy from Camp.
Probably going like, what's Roblox?
Camp Beaver Lake. All right.
I was only speaking relatively to do you a favor, Joel, but...
I appreciate any help I can get. Believe me, me.
Let's go for $25 in Park Falls Chamber Bucks and $25 to Seed and Feed in Fifield.
Okay, we're going to give that to... has Rocket won yet at Camp Stands Alone?
I don't think we have one from Rocket at Stands Alone.
I don't think so. I don't remember that name. To Rocket at Camp Stands Alone?
We had one from Stands Alone, but I don't think it was Rocket.
Yeah, so if for some reason we duplicate it, we usually just give people a... chance to pick the one they want, but
just double check. Really, yeah, we've got Cowboy at Stands Alone.
All right, so Rocket, you got it. All right, a couple more here, then we'll slip in a break here. Prize night on the Deer Hunters Roundup at 7:17. All right, I'm going to remix the box here. There are a lot.
And remember, find us at YouTube under 98Q Country to confirm that Joel is in fact doing this legitimately.
Yes, and Santa Claus is here.
$25 to Main Street Guns and Knives, and $25 to Ross's Sport Shop and Guide Service, and $25 to Ridge Runners.
I hesitate to give this guy a prize because if the other guy doesn't get one, then I'm going to hear it from him. But Brute at the KO Shack. Brute at the KO Shack. You got yourself that prize package. Congratulations to you. And again, if you don't hear everything you won, we'll update the website probably tonight before I go to bed. We'll see if I get to that.
And Brute, if you're listening to this, when I say oh no, I say that out of the utmost happiness for you.
Yes.
That's what oh no means.
No, we're just waiting for the Goober comment. Yeah. So Goober will be looking to have some of that dining experience too, I'm sure, wherever you'll be splitting that
certificate.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Our next prize package.
Gray Elephant Camp sent an email. Thank you, guys. And they capitalized Gray. Oh, Paul and Nicole. Oh, Gray Elephant Camp. Paul and Nicole. Got them. Thank you, Jane.
All right.
She was way quicker off the drop than I was. Oh. Yeah, we identified the people.
We identified Paul and Nicole. All right.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Paul and Nicole.
Look at us on top of things.
They identified themselves. I don't think we should give ourselves credit.
We found it.
Just all going right. through and re-updating. You need a prize, don't you, Joel?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Just
add... I'm sure Joel would like a prize.
I asked if you needed one, then said, yeah, just wait. Okay, here we go. 25 to the Winter Co-op, 25 to Ridge Runners.
All right, I think Cowboy already won, right?
Yep.
All right, so that's Cowboy, you're out. The Tracker at Camp Nomad, the world-famous tracker of deer all around the area. So, Tracker, congratulations when you're in the area.
Tracker.
We got a couple of nice certificates for you there.
Nomad.
He was out in Maine last year tracking deer because we didn't have any snow.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right.
You need tracks to track. 25 more to the Winter Co-op and 25 to St. Croix Rods from Miller Electric.
All right. I'm going to let somebody else translate Big G's rating on this one.
Squatter. All day long.
Yeah, yep, that is Squatter.
All right, Squatter. Congratulations.
And what camp is Squatter at?
Squatter.
It's the one and only Squatter.
It's Squatter.
If it were anybody else, I might be worried. How many? Two.
Too.
Thank you.
More of the roundup and more prizes coming up. Hold on with us here.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Hunting for a bank who is always moving forward with expanded mobile and online banking services in your neighborhood? Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is that bank. With a team of caring and responsive leaders who will provide the best rates to meet your needs, whether shopping for a home, a vehicle, or maybe just that beautiful piece of property for hunting. Stop in at Ford Bank or apply online at www.fordbank.com. Be safe and best of luck, hunters, from the entire team at Ford Bank in Park Falls and Phillips.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the 30 pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Get fired up, folks. Freeze Firewood and Phillips is starting their winter firewood sale now through March 1st. This is the best time to stock up on your 2025 firewood needs. Wood for your home, your cabin, camping, your hunting shack in the woods. Freeze Firewood takes pride in top-notch customer service and are happy to be your premier firewood supplier in the Northwoods. Call 715-567-0616 and see Freeze Firewood on Facebook.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Over the deer season, head to Flambeau Forest Inn for their specials. This month, sink your teeth into their monster buck burger that is 7 inches piled high on a regular bun with 2 third-pound burgers, 2 chicken strips, 2 mozzarella sticks, 2 slices of bacon, 2 fried eggs over easy, 2 choices of cheese, 3 ounces of fries served with a pickle, and a choice of french fries or sidewinders. Open at 11:30 a.m. Wednesday through Sunday, Flambeau Forest Inn, located in Winter, Wisconsin.
You're up for the season with Ronner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin. From blown insulation to cut heating bills to tools, windows, and paint, they've got everything you need. Family owned since 1971, they're here to make your building dreams a reality. Ronner's Lumber, your project starts here.
Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford is your small town, local mom and pop gun shop. Small town, big selection. Over 1,000 new and used firearms in stock at all times. They carry reloading supplies, ammunition, optics, and something you just don't find anywhere. A walk-in humidor for cigar lovers. Main Street Guns and Knives, located on Main Street in downtown Medford. And that is where the gun came from, the youth gun, for our youth winner for the Main Street Guns and Knives in Medford. And the winner, who was the winner of that again? The youth one?
Youth rifle. That is in this massive... No, it's okay. It's okay. I need practice, Joel. I'll be good just in time for the end of the show tonight. Youth rifle was Sleepy at Camp Menopause.
All right, so Sleepy at Camp Menopause. The winner of the photo contest, there were 140-plus photos, and we thank everybody for sharing their hunting camp and all the photos. There's a variety of photos from a black wolf to some bear, elk, and deer. But our crack staff has been judging this for years. The person who judges it does not listen to the show. And I told them, I said, just go through all 140, whichever one you think is worthy. That is the criteria for judging. And the winner of the... of the gun, courtesy of Essential Shooting Supply. And this is a...
Browning A-Bolt 3 Stalker, chambered in 270, valued at $700.
All right. And this photo was actually submitted by his wife. So, Bill Burnt, you're going to have to thank, I believe it's your wife, Barb, but it's Barb Burnt who submitted the photo. And it is a 12-point buck. Beautiful 12-point buck and a great picture of Bill. It looks like he may have been probably a veteran of the woods, a long-tooth hunter. So, Bill, congratulations. You not only got yourself a 12-point buck a couple of weeks ago, it was actually with a bow, but you got yourself a brand-new gun.
That's a beautiful buck, though.
Yes, courtesy of Essential Shooting Supplies. So thank you to Chuck and all the folks over there for doing that. We have a lot more prizes to give away, Mr. Greg Gunderson. What is the next one we have here?
Starting with a $25 St. Croix Rod card combined with a $50 Roblox card from Northwoods Realty.
All right, and we are going to give that to Kendra. At the my eyes are just freaking out here.
Flying Dutchman.
There you go, Flying Dutchman. So Kendra, congratulations.
So need a fundraiser to get Joel some hearing aids and glasses.
Yeah, I might be handing these to Austin now. Yeah,
that's what I get for saying something.
I literally was 6 inches away from my 55-inch TV for 2 hours today, just yelling at the TV.
So that's probably why your vision's bad.
So I think I'm going to pick this one out. I'm just going to hand it right to you, Austin. All right. What's our next prize?
Next prize is going to be another $50 Roblox card and another $50 Lena's card, good for Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill.
All right, and it goes to. This is Big G's writing. He's
someone from Camp Lean To.
Camp Lean To?
All right.
Let me see. Chewy.
Chewy at Camp Lean To. Longtime caller. All right. He'll be Roblox in it. Maybe you got some grandkids that can use that Roblox card. That's kind of a kids game site, isn't it, Austin?
Yeah. Haha. I should have just let you go to Austin on that one.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
Austin weighs in on all the kids stuff.
The right people. Very valuable to them. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Another $50 Roblox card. We'll do the same thing. Another $50 Roblox card and another $50 Lena's certificate.
We're going to give that to Camp Sawlot. Camp Sawlot out of Harshaw is going to get that one. All right. Don't ask me what the music is in the background. It said it was...
Happy ukulele.
Non-copyrighted. That's all I know.
To... It feels like prize-winning music.
It does. It feels almost holiday-ish.
I mean, no, we can't use that song you're thinking of that's prize-winning, because every game show song is very, very lawyered.
This feels like the kind of music you would have in, a holiday crafts video.
$45 six-quart oil change from Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery, and $25... 25 chamber bucks from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. So a bit of a Price County special here.
Jesse from Sleep Camp. Going to take that one home. Way to go, Jesse.
Could you please?
All right, I'm remixing the box up here a little bit, kind of flipping the top to the bottom, and I should have brought my mixing tongs with for my kitchen.
The same things you used for salad just days ago.
Yes, exactly.
Hopefully cleaned.
We got another $45 value six-quart oil change from Kozak Enterprise and a $50 gift card from Freeze Firewood.
Bugman!
The Bugman!
All right, the Bugman. A little wood for you there. A little money off your wood there, Bugman. All right.
I don't want to know what joke Bugman would make out of what you just said.
I kind of want to know. Maybe off air, though.
Can we call Bugman real quick?
Bugman, where are you?
Call him on the hot
line. I know he's just sitting there rubbing his palms together like, oh, boy, they gave me a good one. Okay, another $50 from Freeze Firewood, this time with one of those $25 St. Croix cards from St. Croix themselves.
All right. See if you can get a camp name out of that. It might have got cut off, but see if you can get one out of there. Some of them got trimmed off, and sometimes a camp name gets trimmed out of it.
I got nothing. All I got is Brian M.
Brian M. All right. Is there email on there that I can respond to?
Yes.
Okay, Brian M. All right. He sent this. What did the email say? How did it start anyway? It said...
We saw three does today, but still having to wait to see antlers.
All right, very good. So Brian M., I think he's a Phillips guy, I believe. I know who that is. So Brian M., you got that prize pack. Congratulations. Again, we'll put all these prizes on our website, 98qcountry.com. Click on Deer Hunters Roundup. Go way to the bottom. Click on List, and I'll update that probably tonight.
$25 from St. Croix, $25 from Ron Ernst Lumber, and $25 from Jen's Butternut Cafe.
Austin. Why is it pink?
Austin's analyzing.
All right, so are we shouting out? Like, does this go to the person that gave the shout out or the person they're shouting out?
The person who gave the shout out.
Who gave the shout out, yep.
That would be.
Yeah.
Camp Shoot de Moon, Heather.
All right, Heather at Camp Shoot de Moon. All right, good job.
Three.
Good job translating that.
Okay. And thanks for bearing with me here.
Hey, that's why I got the music in the background. Dance if you want to. Do the Santa dance on YouTube.
All right, 25 more for Ron Ernst Lumber, 25 for Butternut Cafe, and 25 for the Village Pit Stop, all bundled together.
All right, we're going to give that to Jace over in Minocqua. I think he called you tonight. Called the other night, too. Jace over in Minocqua. There you go. You got all that good stuff there, Jace. Congratulations to you. If you are not going to pick up your prizes, let us know. You know, some people like to say, you know, take the certificates and donate them or give them away again. There's some people that are from outside the area.
Let us know, sooner the better.
Yeah, and we won't judge you one bit. We totally get it.
Yeah, no judgment. We just want to know so that we're not waiting for you to come get them.
For instance, I kind of suspect Jace was really thinking about that youth rifle, but I bet Jace would really enjoy the Butternut Cafe, so we'll see what he decides.
That's right.
Speaking of the Butternut Cafe, we got 25 more for that, 25 for the Village Pit Stop, and a wreath from Barocas.
Okay, that's a duplicate one. I'm going to get rid of that one there. All right, and we're going to get see if you can make out that one there, young Austin.
We just printed all your emails and kind of
some of
them off. So.
Had descriptions in there, some of them didn't.
A lot of variety.
Bear from Green Acres Hunting Shack.
There you go. Well done, Austin. Either he read it or he made it up. I'm not sure which one it was. Anyway, the Green Acres Shack, whether they exist or not, will be the winner.
Green Acres.
It's prize night on the final night of the Deer Hunters Roundup. You can access all the previous shows on the 98Q YouTube channel. First time ever that we have studios in camera. Or studios...
Cameras in studio.
Hang on. Flip that.
It's a good thing it's the last day.
Reverse
Joel.
It, like Willy Wonka said.
I'd be really worried about it.
You can see me lounging live on air.
We have so much time and so little to do. Flip that. That's a Willy Wonka thing.
Strike that. Reverse it. Okay. $25 to the Village Pit Stop, another Barocas wreath, and $25 to Ross's Sport Shop in Phillips from the Land Guys.
Looks like Blue Shoes at Camp Shoots a Lot. Blue Shoes.
And that's Jason Brademan at the Land Guys. Jason at thelandguys.com.
All right.
Shoots a Lot.
Yep. Blue Shoes, Camp Shoots a Lot. You bet. Congratulations to you. Thank you to all of our. Every prize you hear here, that means you're a sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Hang on, I lost one. I got one that's running away on me. Hang on.
And you'll also notice that a lot of area businesses.
are able, and you'll see that a lot of businesses, it makes sense to make a gift certificate for their own business.
Joel just got his yoga in.
Sometimes, like, if you're buying a house, a $25 certificate doesn't make sense. So, like, Jason from the Land Guys, he specifically donated Ross's Sport Shop certificates. It makes the Northwoods great, helping other businesses out like that.
And I pulled something, too, I think there, Austin. All right.
We almost saw that fourth Thanksgiving meal.
I need to announce the prize first.
Our next prize
is... We've got one more Barocca's wreath, another 25 to Ross's Sport Shop from the Land Guys, and 25 to the Midway Bar, again from Jason at the Land Guys.
Nice. All right. Let's see if we can get anything out of this.
No Nuts from Camp Send It.
We already had No Nuts as a winner, so I do
No
believe.
Nuts is out for that one. Yeah, we had No Nuts.
Yep, we need another one.
All right. So we are going to... That's a duplicate again. We're going to get a few duplicates here, I'm sure, because other people called in quite a bit. Good luck to
While we're looking at this, shout out to Camp Liver Damage. Closed this season with $1, harvested opening day. Had a great time otherwise.
All right.
And Camp Swamp Turtle got a shout out in the YouTube comments, too.
All right. Looks like the Bone Dry Deer Camp is going to get that one. Came in via email, I think it was. So Bone Dry Deer Camp. Any bone that I pick that wrinkle up, I know it's a duplicate. So I'm not editing, just for the accounting firm of Austin, Toby, and Austin are aware. There's no shenanigans going on.
The dealers mark the cards. It's a totally fair system. One more holiday wreath. Last wreath from Barocca's Wreaths that we've got to give away. $25 more to the Midway Bar and 2 jars of Bigfoot barbecue sauce.
2 of them. All right.
Camp Menopause. We had one of them from the
Sleepy
camp.
Won the youth rifle. Is Camp Menopause still in for
more?
Because
this is the full camp check-in.
Yes, this is separate, so that's okay. Fine. That's fine.
All right.
So that means Camp Menopause, unless there's a specific hunter name, they're probably out for this year.
That's fine.
They can all fight over them.
Yep. Yeah, fight over that Bigfoot barbecue sauce. It's worth it. It is delicious. Mark knows what he's doing.
None of that high fructose syrup, corn starch, whatever in there. He does it the right way.
I'm going to get an email from Camp Menopause.
The
disbanded
right
due to the barbecue sauce fight.
The great barbecue sauce incident of 24.
Camp has been disbanded.
Got another double jar of Bigfoot barbecue sauce to pair with $25 to Medford Motors and $25 to Bader Sports Center in Phillips.
We got the Jimbo at Camp Gallen Louie.
There we go.
There we go, Jimbo.
Thank you, Jimbo, for calling in. I think pretty much every night he powered through.
He's been here with us.
Yep. Powered through the phone lines, got to us, and even made sure we got his name right so patiently that first night.
Yep, and what's even more amazing is that I got it right pretty much the rest of the week.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. By the end of, by night 7 or so, that's Jimbo's a regular. It's like he's been here for years.
Next year I'll forget it, though, Jim. You better remind me.
Don't say that, Joel.
It's a year away. 356 days down the line. What are you expecting out of me here?
Two more jars of Bigfoot barbecue sauce. 25, we're going to double up. Same thing. 25 more to Medford Motors and 25 to Bader Sports Center.
Nancy at Camp No Lights.
Nancy at No Lights.
Camp No Lights. Congratulations to you, Nancy. We got a lot more to go here. Hang in there. A lot of you are going to be winners. Come on in next week. All the certificates, everything that we're talking about is either here or the certificate to get it is here at the radio station, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday. Everything must be picked up by January 1st. All right?
Or we're eating your barbecue sauce.
If you stop
in...
We're able
to chug it live on Facebook.
If you stop in after January 1st, we cannot guarantee that the prize will still be here. So please get it to us, or just at least let us know that you want it, and you can come get it a little later.
Yeah, let us know that you want it if you can't make it in before then. If you're not going to claim it, also let us know.
Just tell us what you want, what you really, really want.
Little Spice Girls.
That's what I heard from you guys. That's just what it's the autocomplete in my head that I shouldn't have put on the mic.
Stormy Cromer Spice. The
Wool
mythical
Spice.
The mythical fifth member. There was 4 members of the Spice Girls, wasn't there?
I have no idea.
Yeah, the mythical fifth member, Stormy Cromer Spice.
Yeah, for sure, dear. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want here, eh?
That's, people are going to start demanding that song next year. Mr. Janicek's going to demand you play that one.
All right.
Joel will have to record it.
Our next prize is...
$25 to Medford Motors, $25 to Bader Sports Center, and...
Hold on. There's a lot of certificates to Vader Sports Center. And Northern Lights and the Lanes session on the golf simulator.
Ooh, nice, nice.
Chuck from Camp Bucknuts.
All right. Way to go, Chuck.
So that's Medford Motors.
7:39 here on the Deer Hunters Roundup. It's prize night. We'll play some songs after we're done here, if we got any time left, yeah?
Camp. All right. Chuck from Camp Bucknuts. Joel also misspelled Lugerville.
What? How did I spell it?
It's Lugeville now.
It's Luge.
Well, you forgot the R.
I was still celebrating the Winter Olympics, so.
What year were the last Winter Olympics? We just had Summer Olympics. When was the last Winter Olympics?
Joel's a little behind the times.
Am I distracting people from your foolishness by asking such an awful question?
Whatever it is, I'm still celebrating it.
Okay, I'm catching up. All right, so 25 to Medford Motors, 25 to Bader's, and another golf simulator session at Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes. And this is the last combo pack. After this, we've got Bader Sports Center to the moon.
All right. Looks like it's Camp Up to the Lake in Kashina. In Kashina. All right. Camp Up to the Lake.
Camp Up to the Lake.
All right.
Cool.
So all Baders from here on in, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and we're going to have to combo those together cleverly in just a second here.
We can keep them all 25 if you want. If that's what we got left, that's fine.
We can create the most winners possible, give everybody the best chance.
The Hunter's Mall. In fact, hold on. We're going to give away the rest of the certificates. The Baders one coming right up next as we wind down this year's Deer Hunters Roundup.
Indulge in premium meats at Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We specialize in processing whole deer to your exact specifications, offering after-hours drop-off for your convenience. Travis will craft mouth-watering venison sausage and snack sticks. Savor the finest local beef, pork, chicken, and lamb alongside our delicious homemade brats. Visit us Monday through Friday, 8 to 4, and elevate your culinary experience with our quality cuts. Trust Heritage Meats for exceptional service and top-tier meats tailored just for you. Heritage Meats in Butternut, Wisconsin. We're pleased to meet you with meat to please you.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of light snow tonight. We'll see a low around 13 degrees. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. For your Monday, a chance of snow tapering to flurries in the afternoon. Highs near 27. Tuesday, slight chance of snow and a high near 23 degrees. Right now, it's 15.
Bader Sports Center is having a Deer Hunter Widow special on all of our regular priced Stormy Cromer clothing and accessories. From November 23rd through December 1st, take 15% off any of our Stormy Cromer men's and women's apparel and accessories, including hats, gloves, mittens, and purses. So make your own drive to Bader Sports Center, stand in front of our huge rack of Stormy Cromer merchandise, and bag your own trophy. Mention that you heard this radio ad, and we'll give you an additional 5% off your Stormy Cromer purchase. That's all at Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in downtown Phillips.
Best wishes for a successful hunt. Check out the options at Up North Vacation Lodging. We offer homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. Whether you're here for the hunt or you visit year-round, we're glad you're here. Visit upnorthlodging.com.
Hungry for a great hometown meal? Head to Jen's Butternut Cafe. Find a menu filled with delicious breakfast, tasty lunch and dinner choices, and awesome daily specials. Pork and Dumplings is on Wednesday, but they're open at 6 a.m. every day. Jen's Butternut Cafe on Highway 13 in Butternut.
Hey, Amanda, what are you doing?
Hey, Brian, I'm working on our radio ad. We only have 30 seconds to tell people everything. Like we are the Seed and Feed located in Fifield on Highway 13 just north of Highway 70.
Tell them that we carry quality dog and cat food, animal feeds, bird seed, suet, and have a self-serve dog wash and pet supplies.
We can't forget our gifts, furniture, hunting blinds, deer feed and attractants, and bear bait.
What about Garmin, trail cameras, and our loyalty program?
And our website, FifieldSeedandFeed.com.
Did we say where the Seed and Feed located in Fifield?
Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua is your haven for the home cooked. Order the perfect classic cheeseburger or mix it up with cream cheese and green olives. And who needs tater tots when you can level it up with tater kegs? Wait. There are Reuben tater kegs? I'm going to Sherry's right now. Sherry's Pub and Grub on Highway 70 in Minocqua. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Does your vehicle need service and can't afford to miss the 30 pointer? Call Medford Motors Mobile Service. We come right to you and service all makes and models. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
More of the Deer Hunters Roundup. My question to you as we wind down this year's Deer Hunters Roundup is, next year when we come back for another rousing edition, who is more likely to be fired before next year's Deer Hunters Roundup? Luke Fickell, head coach of the Badgers, Mike McCarthy, head coach of the Cowboys, or Joel Karnick, host of the Deer Hunters Roundup? Which one? One of these
three-way tie right there. Sir.
Three of these things belong together. One of these things just doesn't belong.
The answer to that question depends on whether I'm promoted to station manager in that time.
Okay, all right.
Depends. I like this job, so it's definitely not.
Because trouble. If I am promoted, I'm going to use my spot to campaign against Mike McCarthy.
Okay, all right. That's his number one thing in the interview. Gray, what's the first thing you would do? Start a campaign on air against Mike McCarthy?
Get Mike out of there!
So, Gray, do you have any other opportunities to work anywhere? All right, we got Baiters left, one of our major sports sponsors.
One of our title sponsors. Yep, absolutely. Yes. They made a lot of this program possible. We talked to Craig on Tuesday, had a grand old time, especially Stormy Cromer, this vest, this beautiful vest. I got it on a discount because it was a discontinued pattern, but still.
All right.
So we've got $25 certificates. We're going to package them up a little bit. We're going to give away three individuals and two pairs of them.
All right. I think she already won, right?
Yes. Squatter already won.
Did Camp Liver Damage win yet?
I don't think so. We just got a shout out from them in the YouTube comments, but I don't believe they're on the winner
list.
Camp Liver Damage, you are the lucky winners.
$25 to the Hunter's Mall at Bader's Sports Center, Highway 13 in Phillips.
That's a good way to put it.
It is. I said it and Craig didn't cringe. I thought, I keep saying it.
I know that feeling. Just like, let's just test this live.
Let's see what happens. All right. What's the next one we got here?
Another 20. We're going to do the individuals first, and then we'll do the two pairs at the end.
All right. So, that one already won, so I'm going to dig way down in the bottom here and see what we have here. Swamp Turtle? Swamp Turtle.
I think we might have seen Swamp Turtle. Let me just double check quickly.
In Prentice. Corey at Camp Swamp Turtle. I don't recall that one.
I don't recall Corey offhand. Sorry, we've got keeping track of these becomes a bit of a thing. Swamp Turtle, not there. Swamp Turtle, Corey at Swamp Turtle. I think we've got a winner.
You're clear, Corey.
Yep, Corey.
All right. $25.
We're not gonna miss you.
Even if you aren't, you are, because we said you are. So
Corey at
whatever he said. All right.
You win.
Another Baiters, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, see if you can translate a name out of that one there. I'm just going to hand it right over to young Austin. Another $25 Baiters. Some of the text messages sometimes don't have information.
Camp, how many shots?
All right.
Butterfly, Snowflake, and the landlord, Scott and Randy.
All right, very good.
Excellent. We've got another solitary certificate to give away.
All right, another $25, and let's see if... Hold on.
This is the first of the two pairs.
This is the first of the two.
See, okay. It's a good thing I double-checked myself because I almost pulled a stupid.
So this is $50.
Yes, $50 to Baiters.
All right. Has Camp Papa Top won yet, Michelle?
Nope.
Camp Papa Top? They have now, though.
Michelle at Camp Papa Top.
$50 to Baiters Sports Center. Very nicely done, Michelle. All right. And Mallory was in for the youth gun hunt but did not win it. But if we had her name in there.
It was this one.
All right, couple more Baiters, and then we will wrap it up. Again, we'll put all the prize winners at 98qcountry.com. I'm going to get home tonight, have a little piece of apple pie with some whipped cream, or I should say I'm going to have some whipped cream with a little bit of apple pie around it tonight.
See, I'm one of those people.
Same thing here, but with ice cream.
Yeah.
It's the a la mode. There will be some ice cream with my a la mode.
Another $50, is that what we're doing?
Yep, last one, too. These are the last gift certificates we got today.
Oh, Michael and Timothy, they called in a couple different times from Camp Snake in the Bush.
Did we
get either one of those yet?
I had somebody from Snake in the Bush, but let me see.
All right, we are checking the itinerary here.
This is really climactic, I know.
We want to make sure we get it right, though.
Nothing but suspense here at 98Q.
The young eyes are scanning the sheet. He sees nothing there, nothing there. They're yelling at home right now, saying no or yes or
we didn't
something. And,
or someone's just snoring next to the radio.
Let me just make sure I didn't miss a big victory from them. Was it somebody like That's Camp Crazy as a Loon.
Hey, let me turn up the music here.
Long shot. Menopause. Get the Jeopardy theme.
A little Santa dance on YouTube.
Yeah, people are supposed to pay extra for that, Joel. That's not what the camera's for.
The Santa dance. Oh, boy.
I think they are the winner of that last certificate.
Our viewers just dropped from 56 to 2 with me saying Joel doing the Santa dance.
How did that happen?
All right, Joel? So Michael and Timothy, you get to share that at Snake in the Bush Camp. All right.
And I think
I've never seen numbers drop that fast. Is that it?
My list has runneth dry.
Nothing on the last sheet? We're good. All right.
Let me just double
check.
Can't
auction off Joel Santa dance?
All right. So, again, we'll update all the winners on our webpage. Thank you to everyone who contributed to our show via text, email, calls, just sarcastic little glances at the grocery store, whatever it may have been. We'll be back to wrap up this year's roundup in just a moment.
Hunters, pride starts here at Wildwoods Taxidermy Studio. Owner Travis's expert team craft lifelike mounts for your prized harvest. From fish to big game to even exotic species, they bring your dreams to life with unmatched skill. Located on Highway 13 in Fifield, Wisconsin.
Fuel your savings with Bush Hog and Nemeth Implement. Check out these deals on their 100 series single spindles. The single spindle 200, 300, 400, and 500 series as well. See selected flex wings, hay tools, and tillers. See the whole line of Bush Hog where quality meets affordability. If it doesn't say Bush Hog, it just won't cut it. See them at NemuthImp.com, N-I-E-M-U-T-H, NemuthImp.com, or go to their showroom just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Ridge Runners on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin wants to wish everyone a successful and safe deer season. They invite you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try their half-pound Angus burger. All made with fresh, farm-to-table meat from Heritage Meats. Also now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly and homemade soup available daily. Open Thursday through Saturday, serving until 9 p.m. at Ridge Runners, Main Street, downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Ridge Runners hopes to see everyone this opening weekend.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
Deer Hunters, set your sights on Shawamigan Home Furnishings, proud to be a title sponsor of the Deer Hunters Roundup. Check out their showrooms filled with a variety of furniture ready to go today. Mattresses with two-sided options, futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, and over 50 recliners in stock. Plus, Up North furniture, bedroom and dining sets, everything available without delay. Visit ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com or see them on Facebook. The hunt for furniture stops at Shawamigan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland.
Baroka's Wreaths 25th Annual Christmas Open House is coming up November 29th through December 1st. They've got swag, garland, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, and special orders are welcome. Baroka's Wreaths, 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl in Park Falls where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmower, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google. Give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Well, a big thank you to everyone out there for making this year's 2024 Deer Hunters Roundup bigger, better, stronger, faster. Gray, thank you for all your contributions to the show and hosting it, giving me a night off.
You gave me too. It's fair.
Which was very much appreciated. And Austin, our technical wizard in the back, when we get something with like YouTube or stuff like that, Gray always says, just say something to Austin. He'll,
yeah, you asked for my help and told me what for, and I said, Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, so thank you, Austin.
I've been in content creation for a long time.
Yes, appreciate you very much. And Big G, he was in earlier in the week. We're hopefully next year we can have him in a few more nights. I love having Big G in studio here. And Darla for coming in. And Rachel, your better half out there. Oh, yes. And to Grandma, to Jane also for her help in answering the emails. When we expand the show into text messages, emails, YouTube and on air, it takes more people to make it happen, and everybody just came together. It was a lot of fun.
It takes half of my close family.
Yeah,
especially, you know, it's funny, we've been on radio for how long, and yet the radio portion of this year's Deer Hunters Roundup took months of updates, and then the live stream we became aware of about 2 days before it happened.
Yes,
so it's like it's
that easy, folks.
Yeah, the different levels of work that went into it, the amount of human effort is pretty incredible. It's been great,
and thanks to the folks at Muskie 101.1 in Hayward. I'm sure the first time they heard this on the air, they're like, what in the heck is going on here? And WIRI 105.5 in Nakusa, I'm sure it was the same thing. The first time they heard it, it's like, they're doing what? They're taking calls, what? But it's a very popular show. It is the most popular thing that we do here at 98Q. There's no doubt about it. People talk about it all year. Summertime, I'll be somewhere in a store, and they'll say, you're that guy who does the Deer Hunters Roundup, right?
Yeah.
Well, I do a morning show other times of the year, too.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So we appreciate everybody. So thank you so much. We're going to take the show out with a little deer hunting comedy. And then one of my alum from Boyceville, Wisconsin, a little deer hunting in Wisconsin. Thank you all. Appreciate you. We'll see you next year on The Roundup.
I'm probably not a typical Texan in that I don't hunt. I fish, but I don't hunt. And not because I think it might somehow be more holy to eat meat that's been bludgeoned to death by somebody else. That's not it. It's really early in the morning. It's really cold outside, and I don't want to go. My cousin Ray, on the other hand, thinks killing a deer with a deer rifle is magic in the forest, and I'd like to do for you now my impression of my cousin Ray after the big kill. Hell, it was 4 in the morning, 22 degrees outside. Of course, you weren't there. Pussy. I'm in a camouflage deer blind with grease paint on my face. I've got deer urine on my boots. I'm not sure why. I made that part up. I got a 30-06 with a 12-power scope and a bullet that'll travel 2,200 feet per second. When that deer looked up to lick the salt sucker I'd hung from the danged old tree, caught him right above the eye. And yeah, well, I hit one with a van. Going 55 miles an hour with the headlights on and the horn blowing. Woo, that's an elusive little creature. If you ever miss one, it's because the bullet's moving too fast. Slow that bullet down to 55 miles an hour, put some headlights and a little horn on it. The deer will actually jump in front of the bullet.
Hung my hunting clothes outside on the line for 3 weeks. Spent last night in Charlie's bar, and now they reek. I smell like French fries, ashtrays, pizza, and beer. But I got dopey on my boots so I can bring in the deer. I got a blaze orange jacket and a chromer to match. A camel backpack full of deer hunting snacks. 3 turkey sandwiches, 2 apples, some Halloween candy, Little Debbie's beef jerky, and some blackberry brandy. Mmm. It's deer season in Wisconsin. Yeah. I'm dreaming about a 8-point buck. Holy week here in the heartland. I want a 20-inch spread in the bed of my truck. I got a dull bleeding can that I call Blatt and Betty, a new grunt tube that goes by Big Eddie, a rattling bag, salt and mineral licks, a bottle of Tanks, my old 30-06. I hear a twig snap, a crunch in the snow, but I don't care if it's a buck, cause man, I gotta go. I climb down from my stand, lean my gun on a tree, then I take off my socks, cause I forgot the TP. Oh man. It's deer season in Wisconsin. Yeah! I'm dreaming about a 10-point buck. Holy week here in the heartland. I want a rack big enough to fill the back of my truck. Well, there's one thing every hunter should know. If you're gonna go to deer camp, you gotta live by the code. Uncle Ted, Bill, and Jackie, understand what happens at the deer camp stays at the camp. It's deer season.